Next up, I'm sorry I'm jumping around. I'm just mindful of my quorum. So we have a 4/5 agenda, which requires four of us to be here. Is that correct?
Mayor, it requires anybody who was who put the matter on the agenda to be here, and then at least four people to be here, three majority votes to pass.
So, yes, we need to do it now.
Okay, let's do it. 6511, please, 4/5 agenda.
Encourage the Supreme Court to consider our country's proud legacy of working people organizing together for fairness and justice in rendering its decision in the pending Janice v. AFSCME case because it will have a monumental impact on city residents.
Commissioner Udaly.
Thank you, Mayor. This resolution is about reaffirming the importance of preserving the freedom of working people to unionize. As early as this Monday, we're expecting a decision from the Supreme Court on the Janice v. AFSCME case, which will have important implications for the ability of unions to negotiate on behalf of all workers. I would like to turn this over to my Chief of Staff, Marshall Runkle, who will say a few more words about this.
Come on up.
Thank you, Commissioner and Council. I am going to not read everything on this whole page just to try to move things along. I would say that this resolution was developed in consultation with national groups and our local unions. The Commissioner and I had a luncheon meeting with one of a local union at BDS. And when we asked them about this issue to rate it on a scale of 1 to 10 about how important it is, they said it was a 10 out of 10. And like, I think regardless of how the court rules, either next Monday or the following Monday, there's going to be significant implications for the city. So affirming our support for city workers is an important step, and that's what we're doing today, or that's what this resolution would do.
Very good. Thank you. Is there public testimony on this item?
I believe he left. Shedrick Wilkins.
Yes, I do not see him. Colleagues,
we do have the distinguished president of AFSCME Local here. Rob is never
lost
for words.
Would you like to come on up and say a few words?
Would you like to encourage us to pass it or not, Rob?
Good afternoon.
Thank you. Rob Martineau, AFSCME Local 189. I represent about 1,000 employees in the city of Portland, and I absolutely would encourage the passage of this. The city has a lot of responsibilities, and foremost, delivering services to the city of Portland. And I do never like to view our relationship as combative. I view us as a partner to help the city be the great employer and protect the people that deliver the critical services that the city needs. And although this could be very bad for people's right to organize and stand together, we believe that we will be stronger together and through partnership. So I look forward to continued collaboration and would encourage a yes on this amendment or the resolution.
We appreciate that very much. Please call the roll.
Fish.
Commissioner Udaly, thank you for bringing this forward. I'm reminded that if this is decided on a 5-4 basis, it will be decided on the basis of Neil Gorsuch votes, which, after all, was the appointment that, by all rights, was Barack Obama's to make. And had Obama made that appointment, this case could have had a different outcome. We're talking about a federal decision that will establish in the public sector so-called right to work nationally and would have the effect of essentially obliterating the fair share requirements that currently are the law, which allows someone to pay a fee to offset the cost of administering a contract if they choose not to be active members in a labor organization. This will have significant consequences, and it also significantly erodes and reverses decades of precedent. So much for stare decisis. I'm proud to vote aye, and I thank again my colleague for bringing this forward. Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Udaly?
Well, I would like to note that we're joining at least 16 other cities across the country who are making similar resolutions. It doesn't make sense that people are more productive than ever but are working longer hours for less benefits, less money and fewer benefits. It doesn't make sense that people are finding it more and more difficult to get by and provide for their families, no matter how hard they work. And it certainly doesn't make sense that 13 million Americans may have their health care taken away in order to give a handful of CEOs and other wealthy individuals trillions of dollars in tax cuts. Corporate CEOs and corporate interests have rigged our economy against working people. When the freedom to join together in strong unions is secure, other freedoms will be too, like the freedom to attend a parent-teacher conference or to take off work when a loved one is sick without fear of losing jobs or pay, or the freedom to choose where to live because quality public schools are available to all communities, not just those who are wealthy, or the freedom to retire with dignity. Through the strength of unions, working people are winning better pay, benefits, and protections that raise the standard of living for everyone. Educators negotiate to keep class sizes down so children have one-on-one attention and modern tools to learn. Nurses, firefighters, 911 dispatchers, and EMS workers fight for staffing levels, equipment, and training that save lives. Unions use their collective voice to advocate for policies that benefit all working people, like increases to the minimum wage, affordable health care, and great public schools. That's why the CEOs and billionaires who've spent their money and influence buying politicians and rigging our economy will stop at nothing to take away these hard-won freedoms. The Economic Policy Institute recently noted that if the court rules for Janus, it will likely have the most significant impact on workers' freedom to organize and bargain collectively in 70 years. This is why I'm proud to bring forth this resolution today that reaffirms Portland's commitment to preserving the freedom of working people to unionize. I vote aye.
Fritz.
Thank you, Commissioner Udaly, for bringing this forward. And some people will say it's symbolic. Yes, there's a lot of things that we need to do now because they're symbolic. I'm proud to be a union family. I'm still a member, a dues-paying member of the Oregon Nurses Association. And my husband was president of the AFSCME local at the Oregon State Hospital. My son is now a proud member of the teachers' union in Beaverton. Where unions are strong, all workers make more money. And we used to call them freeloaders at OHSU, the people who wanted to not pay into the union, because the union negotiates for everybody, and everybody's wages are set by whatever is negotiated. Even here in the city, a lot of the non-represented workers, our pay and benefits matches what the unions have won. And so it's important that everybody pays their fair share, no freeloaders. One of the nurses I worked with at OHSU when we went on strike was a single mom and felt she had to cross the picket line, so she went to work. And 3 years after the strike, she came to me, because I was the union rep at the time, and she said, I want to join the union. I've realized that there's other protections that the union gives to me in terms of job security and fairness and grievances and all the things that we tend to take for granted, but which have been hard won by union members and by union leaders in particular. So we will find ways to make sure that working people are still honoured in Portland. And it's just discouraging to feel that we're going backwards on so many different levels. And again, thank you for bringing this. Aye.
Wheeler.
Commissioner Udaly, thank you for bringing this to the council and making it a matter of urgency. I am very proud that the Portland City Council will stand with other city councils and other governments around the United States. We are standing on an important principle, and it is critically important that we be public about this and support the right to organize. And we are once again reaffirming that commitment to the value here, and we are standing with the employees of this municipal government because we support them in their right to organize. So I vote aye. The resolution is adopted. Thank you.
Thanks.